I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, and just unbelievable stuff today. It's been amazing. If you missed any of it, a lot of it will be up on podcast. But it caught our attention the other day. Look, the ship has sailed. We've talked about this. Most people realize adults want marijuana, recreational marijuana, in New Jersey. I mean, that was an obvious thing that's happened there. So, Colorado seems to have gotten it right. I made the point that it's a libertarian aspect there in Colorado, but they don't seem to have the problems of both the politically correct, maybe, and the bureaucrats and the progressivism. And one of the things that's happened here is they really have handcuffed the police. And if you're a short town, like our guest, Christopher Vaz, is administrator for the borough of, oh my God, Seaside Heights. Woo! You can just imagine what it's going to be like when kids can be openly smoking dope and cops, you're told, even though they're minors, you're the one that's going to be behind the eight ball if you take any action, it appears, under this law. Christopher joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christopher, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
We did the Great Shore debate with one of your guys a few years back. You know, we debate, and he was good enough to come down to Wildwood, where we were doing this from. And Wildwood has a reputation of a wild time over the summer, but Seaside Heights, is that reputation still there after the show and all, Chris?
I think our reputation has been changing. I think our efforts to turn the town around away from that Jersey Shore image is well known at this point by actions that the governing body have taken in their public statements. But this new law is certainly going to be a challenge for us as we're trying to move away from that image.
So you guys and others in Monmouth County and Ocean County, Chris, as far as I can tell, are trying to do something here at your level. First of all, I give you my theory, what I see here. Murphy didn't seem to be the guy that wanted to be encouraging minors and putting police really in a difficult situation. It was so-called civil rights groups, and they argued police are going to have unfair treatment on black teenagers, it appears, versus white. So now police are left to do what? What are you going to tell your police they should do around this?
I don't think it's going to matter what we tell them to do. I think they're going to be looking out for themselves, and who can blame them? You know, with the potential for going to prison for 3 to 5 years, and losing their jobs on top of everything else and their freedom, it's going to be hard for any of us to order a police officer to do something that's as difficult to enforce as this law sets it up to be difficult.
What do you think they can? We know what they can't do, right? We know that they can't use any parental. The parents don't even have to know on the first offense, at least. What can they do at this point if they see people or they suspect they're smoking marijuana and they look like they're minors? What can they do?
I think that if they want to waste a lot of their time babysitting, you know, the way this law is set up, you can issue warnings. And then when the police officer turns around and walks the other way and the kid starts smoking again and another officer comes up and writes another warning, this can go on and on and on. And at a certain point, it's just not practical. It's not reasonable. But it seems to me that's why this law was set up the way it was set up, so that there is no enforcement. And I think the problem with that is it ignores the challenges that short communities face with this kind of thing. You know, a police officer can write a ticket for smoking a cigarette on the beach, but can't write a ticket for smoking marijuana. You know, it's just illogical. And the fact that this was done in the wee hours of the morning, with really no public debate, with zero transparency, it really didn't give the local governments and the county governments a chance to say how we feel about it before it was adopted. It was adopted, and now we're all reacting to it and hoping that it's going to change.
So you're still trying to get them to change. See, I told you what I think is behind it. Even Murphy, in my reading, Chris, wasn't. He did it to get it over the finish line. But let me try this on you, though, and say this to you. All right, so say they're on the beach or the boardwalk on Seaside Heights, and they're doing this, they're smoking it, they're sneaking it, or they're just parading around. What's the big deal, someone would say? Let's say they're 16. What are you guys afraid of? What happens?
In terms of the enforcement or in terms of not enforcing it?
Well, right. In terms of if this goes on and you just let it go, what happens in your view? So what, they would say?
Well, it leads to chaos. I mean, again, there is a state law that prohibits smoking on the beach. We've extended that to the boardwalk. And also, let's not forget that they added alcoholic beverages to this, not just cannabis products. So now you have a situation where minors are openly drinking, and the worst penalty is going to be a warning, and we can't even tell their parents until the second violation. It's a professional babysitting service that's established by state law, but it's just not, you just can't do that in a town like Wildwood or Seaside Heights or Point Pleasant and so on. It's just you have a limited number of resources. But we do get a lot of complaints from people sitting on the beach, the person next to me smoking cigarettes or smoking weed. This is something that all Jersey Shore towns have had to confront. But now this law sets it up where, how do you enforce it? And what do you tell the people that don't want to, be sitting next to, people smoking cigarettes
move.
Or
They're gonna
drinking
say,
alcohol?
Move. Yeah. No, you shouldn't have to move. You're exactly right. And what it does, and look, the reputation is there. It's a great town, just like Wildwood is. We're very friendly with the mayor there, Christopher. But they're trying to, we had that incident. I'm just thinking, maybe you saw the video of that young woman on the beach in Wildwood.
I remember that.
Every time I see that, the cop went a little too far in some stuff. But, oh, God, it's just exactly what we're facing. No, you're not able to do that here. You're trying to, I don't know, is Seaside Heights trying to create a family atmosphere? What are you shooting for? Who are you shooting for to come to Seaside Heights other than a broad population?
Families, and we're not just talking about families that all live under the same roof. We want people that are going to come here to enjoy the beach and the boardwalk mm-hmm. experience. And if there's something occurring around them that's making it less enjoyable, like people openly drinking alcohol and being drunk and obnoxious or smoking weed, I mean, those are the things that disrupt, our mission and our goal of providing an enjoyable experience to other people.
We're talking with Christopher Voss, who is the administrator for the borough of Seaside Heights. Now, different towns like Ocean City, Maryland, we had them on way back when. They actually tried to contain people just cursing, constantly. They tried to contain the former mayor of Wildwood, the saggy pants look on the boardwalk.
Right.
That was a big thing for a while. But last summer, I saw North Wildwood, a lot of that kind of stuff going on, and the cops are hamstrung, but I think your instinct is right. If you allow it, families are going to go to a place like Ocean City, for example, where that's not going to go on for a lot of different reasons. So what else are you trying to do there, Chris, without being, you want to have a friendly, relaxed atmosphere as much as possible. What else are you concerned about?
In the context of the law, We're just concerned about police officers having to worry about, being held criminally responsible for enforcing this law. Our police officers have a tough enough job. It's not like labor day comes and everybody goes home. We're a 12-month-a-year town, and it's a tough job for our guys and our women police officers. And this just makes it a lot harder. And it, you know, they're on the spot making these tough decisions within split seconds. And now they've just, the legislature's just adopted a law that turns the whole enforcement system upside down and adds, it turns police officers into criminals. It makes absolutely zero sense when there was certainly other ways to skin this cat.
Yeah. So what relief are you asking for? What are you asking? Do you have politicians that are on board saying there has to be another recalibration of this?
Yes, and my understanding is reading the news reports this morning that there are legislators in New Jersey that in both parties that have seen the news the last couple of days, taken a step back, read the legislation that they signed, that they passed and the governor signed. And my understanding is there's some bills being presented, if not today, in the coming week to address these issues, in particular penalties for underage persons, and I hope to see something that removes the criminal penalties for law enforcement officers.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What's the big event scheduled this year for Seaside Heights if we're back? Our buddy the mayor of Wildwood, they have this huge country event they're hoping to do. What's the signature for Seaside Heights this year, Chris?
We haven't scheduled anything, to be honest with you, Dom.
Okay.
And nothing major like that, mainly because we don't know what the outdoor gathering limit's going to be. But we have been in direct contact with some of these concert promoters, and everybody's really anxious to do something. So it's really just a matter of keeping an eye on Trenton and when the governor increases those numbers, which we're pretty optimistic about. I personally see the glass being half full, if not better, by mid to end of July and into August. So we're optimistic we're going to be doing something.
We are too. I ask this of every mayor, not just Seaside Heights, just so you know. And the mayor of Wildwood surprised us that he is all on board with having a pot shop in town once this actually rolls out. Has Seaside Heights taken a position on that?
They have. Mayor and Council, Dom, last year adopted an ordinance saying that they're not interested in having that in Seaside Heights, except to the extent of medical.
Can I ask why? What is it that you guys are opposed to there? They're opposed to?
It's a small town. And, we're not large. We're 17 blocks long by 5 blocks wide. We're trying to redevelop the town in terms of a more family-friendly image. And the governing body feels that a lot of this cannabis-related stuff is just really too early in the process to really get a good handle where it's going to go.
Okay.
Is there going to be a rehab center next to every cannabis distribution store? Nobody knows until it's out there and people are doing it and have some experience under their belt to really judge it.
Well, you guys pack a lot of action for 5x17, I gotta tell you. Hey, Chris, thank you. Good luck with this. And as this continues too, and once you get up and running, because a lot of our listeners do go to Seaside Heights, it's within our range, we'd love to have you back to talk about it once we get closer to the summer.
Thanks, Dom. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.